In Surah An-Najm, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after mentioning many of His bounties and reminding man of man's origins, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to warn man that if you don't comply, then look at what we did to the previous nations. Allah is that being who is the one who created man. He is the one who grants man wealth and treasures. He's the one who may take that away. He's the Lord of the stars. And He is the very being, أَهْلَكَ عَادًا الْأُولَى, who destroyed the former Ad. This refers to the people of Hud alayhi salatu wasalam. And then after Ad, وَثَمُودَ فَمَا أَبْقَى. And then Thamud, He did not spare not one of them. وَقَوْمَ نُوحٍ مِّن قَبْلٍ. And even before them, the people of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, إِنَّهُمْ كَانُهُمْ أَظْلَمَ وَأَطْغَى. They were even more unjust and more tyrannical. They imposed hardships and difficulties onto the Prophet of Allah, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. And they didn't do it for a short period. They did it for hundreds of years. You know about that. Read more about it. The torment, the aggression. If you read about it, it's horrifying. And they paved an evil way for the generations to come. Other generations, وَالْمُؤْتَفِكَةَ أَهْوَى, and the overthrown towns, Allah flung them headlong, upside down. فَغَشَّاهَا مَا غَشَّاهَا, and so there fell upon them whatever fell upon them. Allah rained down upon them stones. And who is that? Who are those people upon whom stones were thrown? That refers to the towns of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam. That Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, his people, when they disobeyed, then stones came down as rain upon them. Fabi ayyi ala'i rabbika tatamara. Now, which bounty of your sustainer are you going to reject? The destruction of the sinners, the tyrants. This is also a great favor, that after seeing all these bounties, will man then reject his sustainer? هَذَا نَذِيرٌ مِّنَ النُّذُرِ الْأُولَى. This is a warner. The messenger that has come, he's a warner from the previous warners, that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam warns the sinners of the evil consequences, just as the past prophets had done so to their respective nations. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sending Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a warner, that is a great favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we know what is to come. It is a warning for us that we are in tune. We know exactly what we can expect if we do not comply. So we are forced to comply. And if we do not comply, then we know what we can expect. Now, that is also, you know, if you do a certain action, but you don't know what's the consequences, so you're taking a chance. But once you know exactly, you now know how you need to deal with it. Azifatil azifa, the imminent has already drawn near. Laysa laha min dunillahi kashifa, there is none apart from Allah who can disclose it. The resurrection is extremely close. None but Allah can inform us of that exact time. When the appointed time comes, no one will be able to repulse it. It can only be deferred by the will of Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not do so. So there is nothing that can defer the appointed time. In the end, the question is put to us, أَفَ مِنْ هَذَا الْحَدِيثِ تَعْجَبُونَ. Are you surprised at this discourse? Are you surprised at the discourse that we're having in terms of the noble Quran, about the discourse of the Akhirah? وَتَضْحَكُونَ وَلَا تَبْكُونَ. Are you laughing without weeping? وَأَنْتُمْ سَامِدُونَ. And are you continuing in your merrymaking? That is totally unacceptable. What you should rather be doing is prostrating yourself before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Prostrate yourself before Allah. That after hearing about resurrection and how close it is, you ought to have cried out of fear. You ought to make preparation to save yourself. But on the contrary, you are surprised and making a mockery of this message. You are continuing in your heedlessness. You continue in your play and amusement. Rather, you should prostrate yourself before Allah and worship Him. It is not becoming of an intelligent person to become heedless of your end result. that you become heedless to the extent that you make a mockery of the words of advice that is rendered to you. What you should be doing rather is that you should be treading the path of servitude and prostrate yourself to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is narrated with regards to Surah Najm that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had recited the surah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam felt into prostration. All the Muslims also made sajda. They also fell in prostration. Shah Waliullah rahimahumullah has written that a divine swoon had enveloped everyone at the time. It was as though an unseen and mighty hand had compelled everyone to fall into prostration willingly and unwillingly. They just found that they just had to fall down and make sajda. And there was only one wretched person whose heart was sealed and did not fall into sajda. This person went and picked up a few pebbles or some soil and rubbed it on his head and said, "Ah, this is enough for me. This is enough for me. I won't go beyond that." And with that, this was a very bad end that eventually came to this person, that the person then passed away without iman. So we need to be careful and we need to submit at all times. That gives us an overview of Surah An-Najm, which is the 53rd Surah of the Noble Quran.